Kong Republic I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Kong Cast right here at Kong Republic Studios. My name is Jans and I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Christian Moodley.
What up, guys?
If you guys have been watching on a regular basis, you already know the whole team, Mr. DJ Nova behind the cameras and the sound. And here at Kong Republic, we are with the people, for the people, and about the people. And today we have a very special artist in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. His name basically screams music. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the one, the only EQ. Hey.
Thank you for being in the show.
I'm nice, man.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for being in the studio.
You know.
Cool stuff.
We appreciate the presence.
We're here right now.
Okay, so normally how we normally start off the show,
we do quick icebreakers, quick questions,
Nyana, where we get you loose enough for the other questions, you know what I mean?
So I'm going to go first.
Yes.
Right? So you got a one-way ticket to anywhere in the world. One-way ticket, where would it be?
You're not coming back, bro.
I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the States in particular? New York, bro.
New York, he's been in New York, maybe LA.
I don't know.
I think LA is more up your thing because you're entertainer.
That's entertainment paradise, you know. But nah, US, bro. Yeah.
US,
but okay, when you're in the US, you can go to New York and LA.
One of the two. Yeah, no, def. Okay, guys. Well, what my icebreaker is, name your perfect album, an album with zero skips.
Zero skips?
Yeah.
M.T. Avery.
Oh, yeah, one of his early projects.
Without skips.
M.T. Avery. Yeah. I wasn't expecting that answer.
No, that one can go from track one to track two.
There wasn't even like
thinking. You just knew.
Yeah, bro.
You're still listening to it today?
Yeah, that's why. You understand.
Straight, got you.
So well, let's get into it.
Yeah, right? One time.
So Mr. EQ,
yeah,
right? I know EQ as Equalizer.
Yes.
But so what is your real name? Tell us your real name.
My real name is Liaho.
Okay. And how did EQ kind of come about?
Funny story, actually.
Yeah.
So my first stage name when I was still in like primary to high school was Lil Trey. I don't know how I got to that one, but yeah.
Lil Trey.
Lil Trey, imagine.
Yeah.
And then from Lil Trey to what? Was it Equivalent.
Oh, okay.
And then from Equivalent to Quiv Smalls.
Okay.
And then from Quiv Smalls to Quiv. And then I just took the E and the Q. And then it was supposed to be like,
EQ.
And then with EQ, and then it evolved to like, oh, when I go to steroids,
there's an EQ.
That's how it came about.
Equivalent. Okay, well, where are you from, bro? Tell us about yourself. Like, where'd you grow up?
I'm from Guatemala. Yeah.
Guatemala.
Springs.
Springs. Oh, yeah. How was it growing up in Springs, huh?
It's lit.
Yeah, right? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, but I grew up in, I was actually born in Limpopo.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And then I moved to Pretoria, stayed in Mamelodi for like 3 years, and then I moved to Springs.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Apparently, Limpopo is very beautiful.
Yeah,
right?
It's beautiful. Bro. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Joburg has been good to you.
Yeah, it's been. Ah, bro, look at me.
You like the East?
Yeah, the East is too much.
The East is the one, man. It's the vibes.
Mm. So, as a child growing up, right? I know you got a mad rap flow, right?
Yeah.
So, as a child growing up, which was your go-to rappers?
I used to bump a lot of Chris Brown growing up.
Okay.
Like I thought I'm gonna sing.
Yeah.
And then like I was also into like acting. Like I was always that kid. Like what do you wanna be? I wanna be a singer.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna do it. You're gonna see.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. That's yeah.
I know you're doing it.
I'm getting there.
You're getting
there. Yeah,
I know
there.
You're making a name for yourself. We know, bro. Then you definitely are.
Yeah, bro. Because you know being independent is hectic. Bro.
Hectic.
See, I'm not signed to anyone. Though.
Yeah.
I'm not even planning to get signed to anyone.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my own. I'm you guys.
Your own entity and on your own. Okay, well, when it comes to your favorite rappers or favorite artists or anything, who are the top three people in your playlist right now?
Damn. Myself.
Okay.
Your playlist.
Let me see. I pump a lot of Ricky.
Ricky was really good.
Yeah.
Pump a lot of Stana.
Okay.
Young Stana. bump a lot of things now. Like I listen to more of piano and right, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But I think that's standard with everyone,
yeah,
though.
Right? Yeah.
Piano is like the anthem, yeah, in SA, bro.
So who else? I don't know, man. Can I say like a producer?
Of course,
sure.
You can.
And Gabza.
Gabza.
Ah. Gabza's too much. It's too much. Yeah, Gabza's hot, bro.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah. That guy's music, man, is insane. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So right now, if you could collab with anyone in SA, who would it be?
I don't know, because I'm currently like doing, like I'm going like to, even tonight I have to be back in Midrain again for a studio. So like, yeah, I'm actually going to studio, working with like literally everyone.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know, man. Like, I'm like, right now I'm actually like doing it. Like, I'm working with a lot of people.
Yeah, like.
So.
But you have no wish list where you like, or somebody you haven't met already where you like, you know.
Okay,
what?
Maybe MT. I'll say MT. MT, bro.
Would it be a piano track or a hip hop track?
Hip hop track. Need to hold it down.
Hip hop the way. Have to hold it down. No? Mm. Okay, well, guys, that was EQ for the first segment of the show, but we're going to be right back just after this ad break.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Concast. And today we are with the one, the only, Mr. EQ is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Woo!
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, EQ, we're going to carry it on, you know, second segment. We want to ask you much deeper questions now, Where did your inspiration from music come from?
Like, I'm from, like, a very musical family. Well, they don't make music, but they love music.
Right.
I understand, like, my uncle, my grand, my mom, like there's always music playing, though.
Yeah.
You understand? Like at home, there's always music playing.
And what music did, like,
did they play?
Yeah, did you
so
grow
I'm
up
from like a Petty family, right?
Sure.
So like they used to pump like a lot of those Petty wedding songs.
Oh, okay.
Like yeah. my uncle, but he pumps a lot of old school too. Like, you know, that Spokes H, understand? My uncle is like that uncle, understand?
Okay.
Pumps a lot of like, yeah, with Chico Twala,
Brenda. Okay.
Yeah, sure. So growing up,
the
old
classics,
school.
Yeah.
Yeah, you understand?
Yeah.
So even like, you can even tell from my music, though. My music is like original, bro.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I can tap into Kwaito, I can do this, I can do that. Sure. I'm like, I'm not focused on like one sound.
Yeah.
You understand? That's why it was easy for me to adapt to piano.
Yeah, but that's actually very relevant, sir, because you started off with the rap game, and you were killing it, bro.
Yeah.
I thought you were doing it. But you evolved now into Amapiano.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know Amapiano is its own unique sound, essay, and I think, firstly, it's amazing. I think it's a strategical thing what you're doing.
Yeah,
it is, right? Because
that's where the bag is.
Not only that, I mean, like, you get world re-recognition from that. Quicker, 100%, bro.
Mm.
So I want to ask you, who do you think, you know, coming into the Amapiano game, who do you think is a master of the craft in Amapiano? Who's your top of the list?
Hmm. Crazy story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So the person that actually, not convinced, but that's it, Poison, jump into my piano, you understand? Try it, though, you understand?
Yeah.
Was Tana. Stana's my boy. Like, I knew him before he blew up, though.
Yeah,
I knew Sandile from, like, 2018.
Really?
Yeah.
You must actually pass him a message to us, right?
I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I'll do it tonight.
So we approached... we approached...
What's the Lord to look?
You are very good. Yeah. And we said, you know what, because he had that song, I forgot what it was.
Hadiwele.
Yeah. Like, you know, it was like last year's main like track, right?
Yeah.
It was like between him and Chico, but I think he won that thing, right?
Yeah.
But like, we approached him, and I don't think he got that message because you have to go through all the
bands.
Yeah.
And we said, hey, bro, we want to put 120K on the table.
Yeah.
You know, up to 200,000 if you can make this work. Mm. Now, this is real money, bro. Mm. And it's not like we loaded you, bro.
Yeah.
We're a small company, you know?
Yeah.
And for a music video.
Yo. For Adiwele.
For Adiwele.
Yo.
Yeah, we wanted to do that, man. Yeah. Literally, because we saw the pickup it was getting. We were like, man, we need to jump on this and kill the music video.
And then we had like some simple things. Obviously, we want to rep our brand in the
air. Obviously, you want to be also
our brand reps a culture, bro. You know, it's all about like what's happening in SA and in Africa musically, creatively, you know?
Yeah.
And we couldn't get to him. You know, we tried so many times.
It's her, actually.
Tuli. Yeah, she was very tough.
But how you turned down so much money, bro?
Because they're making money.
But you turned down that much money?
Yeah, because they're making a lot.
Because I found out what budget they use for Aladdin, really.
Because, no, you know what's the problem? I think with that, Nigel is part of the thingy.
The team.
Because, you know Piano Hub and New Money Gang is like one thing. Mm. So my New Money Gang is Maporisa. Yeah. And then Piano Hub is Gabza. But at the end, they were under one tree, which is Lock. So I feel like, we have like a videographer in-house. So why go out? So that's it. And Nigel is Maporisa's boy. You
understand? Yeah.
So they had to put
him on. I mean, we would have used Nigel.
Yeah.
We would have used Nigel. You know, 200,000 on the table. You tell me Nigel's not going to get the bag, bro.
I was going to get the bag.
Yeah. Like, oh, you know, so
it's a family thing.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? Tell Stana that we want to be part of that family, you know?
Yeah, guys, we can be your production team in-house as well. You know?
It's not like we fly by night, bro. You just walk
through
here, bro.
Nah, this is proper. You guys are midrange. Fly by nights on in Madrid. Understand?
No, but we're working with big commercial clients, bro. We're working with really big commercial clients. Mm-hmm. And like that's where our expertise come from. Mm-hmm. So we never get to pitch to, because we said, hey, get us with Pori, get a room with Pori. Because
him.
I'm sure you can use some of this money somehow. Nah. You know? Now we got a hookup, you know?
That's what it is. You know how the story goes.
But just keep moving.
Oh, Stana.
Yeah,
I got the point from 20. Because Stana is actually hit me up. It was 2018.
Mm. Yeah.
Actually, my boy Khumotso, there's a guy that I used to study with in Pram.
Sure.
Khumotso. He hooked me up. He's like, boy, isn't this? There's this kid, though, guys. Too much. Understand? I have to hook you up with him. I'm like, cool. Send a song. You understand? Sure. I sent the song. I was like, poison, give me this boy's contact.
Yeah.
He gave him. And then, he gave me.
Yeah.
And then I hit up the boy. I was like, poison, I heard your songs. Too dope.
Too much.
Understand?
Yeah.
It's still hip hop. Quite hip hop.
Sure. Mm.
Understand? We spoke for like a year, and I told him that Stan, I'm gonna shoot a video for you, poison. You're gonna make this thing work.
Yeah.
That's understand. Yeah. I haven't even met him yet.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I knew Stan for like 2 years.
Yeah.
But I haven't met. I met him when Aduelo was out.
No way!
Like we were at the same gig, Mshupelo Fest in Katrio.
Sure. Yeah.
That was the first time we met, though.
But you've been talking for two years.
Bro, let me show you something.
Okay, bro.
This is when we met, dog. Sure. you see, dog, that is real, dog.
That's dope. What did he even say, man? After two years.
It was like, it felt like. Yeah. And then from then on, when we started bumping into each other, and I was like, you know.
Then it was just
the network
vibes,
is crazy. Just vibes, bro. You understand?
Yeah.
So, that's my boy, though. You understand? So, but we used to talk a lot. You understand?
Sure.
Actually, we talk a lot. Why am I saying we used to? You understand?
I get you, dog.
So, it's that thing, bro.
Are there any other ventures that you would like to do besides music or outside of music? Because you mentioned acting.
Events. I'm actually trying them out. I'm doing them, but yeah.
What, being a promoter?
Yeah.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to, you know.
You're doing it in the East?
Dog. I'm not trying to focus on just music.
It's
nah, bro. Understand? Acting.
And how are you finding that, sir? How are you finding getting into events?
I used to host a few early this year at some place there in the PRC. But they were going well, you understand? They were going well. But it's just learning. It's a learning curve. Like, understand, okay, what needs to be done when this happens? What do you need to, like, come across or, like, think like that, bro?
What's the biggest lesson you think you've learned from, or just from you venturing into this thing?
Events
and stuff.
Events, then, hey, dog, safety.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's the biggest lesson? Mm.
Yeah, because people get hurt, dog. And it's like, you understand, with the events that we used to hold, it's like 2000s.
Sure.
So it's just reckless kids.
100%.
You understand? It's crazy. You understand?
So security is a big part of
it. Yeah, you need to make sure with the security, because they fight a lot.
Would you say there's a decent amount of budget that you have to put to security?
Nah, because the event, the place has bouncers, I'd say, not bouncers, but security, but like you need to like put in more, understand? So that's where I was like, okay, now we need to like invest in more like security, understand?
Just to keep the peace.
Just to keep the peace, because it gets like packed, like overly packed, and then, you know,
sure.
Understand?
No, but that was good. So, but talking about events and performing, you not a stranger to performing. You're always on the stage. You're always having a bus stop. You're always the crowd is going mad. This is you having such a fun time. You look in your natural habitat, yourself.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. You know, regarding your performances, what do you find or what do you enjoy most about being on stage?
Thing is, I don't practice, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nah, me and my boys just jump on like nah. Get up, boys.
Yeah,
we'll see. Because now we're planning. I think if we plan, we just plan the songs on. Okay, now you wanna put this one, then we rock.
And then we rock. Sure.
And events are not the same. You understand? Yeah. Gigs are not the same. There's gigs that you need like a power set. Like you see, like a festival, you need like a power set. You can't, because with events, maybe they give you 30 minutes or they give you 15.
Sure. Mm.
So with 15, you need to have like a proper set.
Yeah.
Get up quick and then be out.
Yeah.
Make your mark, be out. And then with some events, then you can take your time and just relax, you know. Some are like band thingies, so you need to chill.
Sure.
So there's different events, different vibes.
Understand? With the music too, you understand?
Yeah.
So if I'm booked for a hip-hop show, I know I'm going to rock trap there. If I'm booked for the, you know, I'm nice.
Yeah.
If I'm booked for like a live band thing, soulful, chill, R&B, nice.
You're good.
Rocking,
yeah.
You understand? That's what I'm saying. I don't make like one sound.
That's crazy because there's so much thought that's now going into you. See, we don't think about it like this, you know, as artists. We don't see this side of the business. Yeah. It's interesting that you're saying that. Eh?
Yeah, no, selecting different genres for different shows.
Anyway. Okay, well, right now I'm tapping into Afro now. I have something.
I love it, bro.
It's going to be too much.
Too much.
I've got something.
But which is your favorite venue that you've performed at?
Venue?
Yeah.
I was performing last week Saturday, bro. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Where was that, sir?
Hurricane, K1. K1, Katlehong. It was crazy. Hurricane. Sure. Yeah, it was mad.
Was it a big
That was your favorite venue?
Yeah, the big one. It was not... It was a vibe. Like, it was... It was not stadium status or what, but it was like... It was energy. Crazy. The energy was just crazy.
Yeah,
man.
Okay.
Sure.
That's a packed space. And this is your favorite venue that you performed at. So
yeah, the thing is, actually, I'm waiting for proper videos. This is like a phone.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fine, bro. Tell me, sir, something, sir. You know, you're doing all these performances, you're doing all these things.
Yeah.
I would love to know something. When I found out about this, I didn't even know it was a thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your rider. tell me about your rider, bro. You know, so what does your rider contain?
Boys are laughing out there. Keep it the team. What's your rider, bro?
Yeah,
my what rider. You got? Yeah.
Also, you wanna know what's on my rider?
Yeah.
It's not a lot, dog. Give me one bottle of Hennessy. Give me 12 pack of Corona.
Sure.
4 Red Bulls, 4 water, we nice.
And you nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But it depends.
Yeah.
What does it depend? Depends on if you're sure. If I see that, you say around, like, we know each other. Like, okay, I'm not going to kill with the riders.
Kill you,
But let's say now we're vying to Limpopo, then I'm going crazy.
You understand?
Or we're vying somewhere, now I'm going crazy.
So the one you gave us is just the basic.
That one is like for, like, you know,
the local
understand? But if you're going out, if you're going out, then
it's intense.
I say, it has to be intense. Like, come on.
you're
with the booking fee, you go crazy. I come back with the ride, you go crazy.
Crazy, yeah. No, because you're traveling, you must.
You
get what you need.
So with the traveling one,
poison,
you have to do something. Maybe make 2 Hennessy's, 2 Jaeger.
Yeah.
Understand? Yeah.
And 24 Corona.
24 Corona for your boys. Understand? The table needs to be nice.
And double up that bag as well.
Double up the bag. 100%.
Oh, wait, bro. I just think it's so entertaining because I didn't even know a rider existed.
How?
I'm a commercial, bro. I did those product and price ads, and, you know? Yeah. I didn't even know. Then when I found that, I'm like, yo, I'm in the wrong career.
Used to be a rider, bro. Even interviews, though.
Yeah.
Even studio sessions. If someone, but that's like big league, you understand? Sure. Not, and it's not a must. But I feel like with some of the studio sessions that I go to right now, here around Midrand with all the artists, get there. I was supposed to not drinking, boy.
Sure.
You understand? Yeah. Come, you give your Henny there, relax there, make music. You understand?
Music, 100%.
Yeah, bro. Understand? That's That's when I noticed that there's actually a studio right
there. Right. So now you're going to call up someone and be like, hey, Baba, I'm going to come there, make sure.
Make sure. Yeah.
I know, guys. Well, that's it from the second part of the interview. You know, we're going to travel back and get our riders after this ad break. We'll see you.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to another great episode of Concast. We're having a lovely time with the man in the studio today, Mr. EQ in the building, guys. Telling us about writers, telling us about studio writers, telling us about music, you know. But no, we keep it moving, my G. Yeah.
But let's talk about something a little bit more humbling, right? Yeah. Let's talk about, because you're up and coming in the game, so.
Yeah.
You know, you're up and coming about the game, and I'm sure, you know, to where you made it, there was a lot of challenges. Yeah. We don't see those challenges. Yeah. We don't see, the audience just sees the good time. They see But let me ask you some. What has been some of the hardest challenges you faced as an up-and-coming musician to get where you are today?
Well, getting these people to believe in you. And I'm not talking about people like supporters, like promoters that run the internet, you know, like getting those guys to like accept, dog, just listen to this, dog, like, come on, like, understand? Because now they like brushing off things, understand? Sure. Like, ah, poison, I wait.
Yeah.
Understand? Yeah. So, yeah, like, that's hard. Like, your spirit needs to be, like, up there, dog, you understand? For those type of, that's why I always leave room for disappointment, even now.
Yeah.
With everything I do, dog. Sure. I don't put my heart on everything, like, my heart, like. No, I don't do that. Because at the end of the day, you get hurt.
That is very interesting. That's the first time
I hear. Yo, that's what I learned.
You leave room for disappointment.
Every time, dog.
Yeah.
Like, for everything, dog. It can be, like, a smallish, dog. Like, studio session. They're like, come through.
Yeah.
Understand? And then later, like, we peace.
We peace,
you understand? You leave room for disappointment. Me, I always, so that I don't get disappointed.
Sure.
I don't get
disappointed. You just like, okay,
sure. Fine, it's fine. It's okay. Another day, dog. Understand? Move on.
Yeah.
Understand? Yeah, dog, me, yo, I.
But you believing in yourself.
I'm believing in myself. 100%. I saw Gucci like, okay, now if I'm going to focus on wanting these people to like, let me do the shit myself.
Sure.
Understand? That's when I started, dog. Me, I used to go to prom with CDs, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, with CDs.
No way.
Yeah.
You sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No way, bro.
I used to do that.
Freaking hustler, bro.
Yeah. I still remember there's a guy. Like, I didn't used to sell them. But I used to like, you know, like 15 Rand. Like,
sure.
Dog, just to get it out.
So I used to go to prom.
Yeah.
And I think I was still in grade, maybe 9, 10.
Yeah.
I used to go prom a lot. That's where I met like a lot of people.
Sure, yeah.
Still this other bro was driving what's that car, but it was a gold, it's like an M4.
Yeah.
That guy, dog, I wish I can bump into that. That guy gave me hope. I gave him my CD, gave me 2 clipper, boy. Hey, boy.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, this guy took out his stack, boy. He's like, I'm poison sick. I see your hustle. I'm like, hey. That's crazy, dog. You understand?
No,
so I used
dope.
To do that, dog.
So, you, dude, you're a hard worker, bro. For
I'm
you
a
to.
Hustler.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
No, but,
hustle,
but I mean, you have to be in that grind, bro.
Yeah.
But I mean, the fact of the matter that you actually went out and you gave your CDs literally a course.
Yeah, not even school even.
Just to distribute your stuff. It's unbelievable, bro.
That's the old school.
Imagine doing that with people. Imagine doing that with people telling you that poison. It's not gonna work.
Oh, and people still told you that.
It's not gonna work, poison. Forget it. You understand?
Yeah.
Because you know, in school, like, you can be a musician, but there's other musicians.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
There's other bros, though.
Yeah.
They're running the. And you just, you're like, let me try this thing.
Yeah.
Me, I love this thing. I'm going to try it and I'm going to do it.
Sure.
And you know, with niggas, they're always going to try to push you down.
Sure.
But you're doing it, bro.
Yeah,
you're killing it, bro. You're doing it right now.
I'm doing it, bro.
You know, you doing it in general just led you to be in spaces with, you know, this man right here, G.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
Kid OG.
Nah, this is
OG.
Kid
X.
Now, these are my grootmans. Let me tell you a story about this guy.
I was going to ask you. You already knew.
Let me tell you a story about this guy.
Yeah.
See. So, Rap Life started, right? Rap Life started 2015. These guys used to be like my biggest role models.
Dude, they are the OGs in the game, bro.
Understand? OGs.
So Rap Life started, and I wanted to win Rap Life so bad. Because what they did went with my style. Sure. Like, it was gas, it was Kwaito sounds, it was, you know, it was all that shit. Yeah. So yeah, I met up. Oh, they came to there's a place in my hood called Bahama for Ngutu Tour. I think it was Ngutu Tour.
Sure.
But yeah, 2015, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I started connecting with these guys. You understand? Connected with X, and then our X from then on. Oh, 2016.
Sure.
Yeah, connected with X, and then we started talking on the DMs. Okay, sharp. Questa was a superstar.
Yeah.
Still was that guy.
Yeah.
Connected with X. I connected with Makwa first.
Okay.
Yeah, Makwa.
Yeah,
my
bro,
the one.
Yeah,
my best friend. The guy.
Everyone knows each other.
Everybody knows. I connected with Makwa first.
Sure.
Makwa, fine. We're nice. Connected with X.
Mm.
But the thing about these guys is that they were real. Like, they're real. It's not like, we're the superstar. Don't be in our circle. You understand? Even the guy behind them.
Yeah.
See, now I'm even like I'm close with the CEO that used to be and that used to run Rep Life.
Okay.
Leroy.
Leroy's a big guy.
He's still a big guy.
TJ signed with Leroy.
Leroy, you understand Leroy. But now he's got Zulu, right? Big Zulu.
Mm.
He's managing Zulu. Yeah.
Okay.
And then when was it? I don't know what I posted in 2017.
Sure.
Yeah, 2017 I posted. Just posted. He followed me. And then, he followed me for 4 months or so.
Sure.
And I posted, he's like, "Poison, let me give you a verse, boy. Imagine XP on his highest thing. That guy was on his peak.
Sure.
Dog, crazy. And the thing was like, "Nah, let me give you a verse, Poison." I was like, crazy.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Gave me a verse. Understand?
Yeah.
Did a song, dropped it, went nuts. Understand?
Yeah.
From there on, then I started connecting with a lot of people because X put me on with a lot of people.
Understand? Sure.
So this guy I'll forever think, if I make a million, if I make like 10 million, this guy I'm giving a million to. I won't lie.
Sure.
Wait. If you make a million, how much are you going to give him then?
100.
10%. You started off at a million. To 10 million.
Yeah. 100. Yeah. I promise you.
Oh, bro, that's much love, bro.
Yeah. And then grew. And then last year, I didn't get signed, but I was like under Mzongongo Records.
Okay.
Not under, but we're pushing like a move. Me and Makwa.
Okay, sure.
Makwa Beats.
Sure.
I agree, his sound is called Mzongongo.
Sure.
So we did that. And then I started connecting more with Questa.
Yeah.
Last year. And now, dog, I understand. Now
you're good.
Now we're good.
We
can operate, we can chill. It's no longer the thing. I'm chilling with Quest. It's that thing, dog.
I
started going to sessions. Understand? Yeah, dog.
Yeah,
how's it been around Quest, bro? Because that guy's an OG, bro.
You know? Quest. That guy's chill, dog.
In studio, how is he, bro?
I don't know. He works.
Yeah,
he's chill, dog. Like, you enjoy just being around your space.
Do you feel the pressure?
For motivating.
No way, bro. That's amazing.
Why pressure from that guy? That guy should be motivating.
No, you know, the we had Basi on, and she said she was in the studio. I'm not going to mention who, but she was in studio. And she felt the pressure.
Yeah.
You know? Right.
With Kabza.
No, not Kabza. It was...
KB.
KB, yeah.
KB.
KB.
Mm. Yeah, Basi is my bestie.
You know, everyone does each other. No, dope stuff, man. But it's good.
So, but talking about that, right? Mm. You know our friends Basi, TJ.
Mm. I work with TJ a lot.
Makwa, you know?
Yeah.
How did these relationships start to create?
I feel like Makwa introduced me to a lot of people, dog.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, dog. Like, I knew Basi through Makwa, I knew TJ through Makwa, I knew Questa through Makwa, I knew Kidex through Makwa. I went to Kabza's house through Makwa. I worked with Deeper Field through Makwa.
Yeah.
That guy's been my plug, dog. It's been like, it's just like we brothers.
Shout out, Makwa.
Makwa took me to a lot of things. Even tonight, he said we're going back to Kabza. Like,
But yeah, no, every single musician, you know, has a signature sound. You know, Questa has his voice, Vele, his natural voice just in general. Then Sertrill has his unique freestyle.
Freestyles.
So what would you say is your signature sound, G?
Yo, I don't know. Chandas. I don't know. This guy records me. This guy knows. Yeah,
you make too many genres of music. Too many genres.
Depends on where I am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no signature sound.
But I feel like Kuzega, man, is there.
Kuzega?
Yeah.
Is that the word you always say?
On the piano one. Ah. Then you know we're rocking now. That one, she one on one. Let's
sure.
go.
Understand. Ah, get you.
Yeah.
But so let's change it up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the importance of income, right? Because we know performances is... well, the major stream of income, right? Mm-hmm. What would you say as an up-and-coming artist is the second most important stream of income as a musician?
Mm. You see, as still coming up, it's hard to go on, like, because today you can have 10K, tomorrow you can have nothing. Mm. You understand? Yeah. So it's tricky. You need to... I don't know.
But that's why I ask you, second stream of revenue.
Besides performance
would be the main
that's
one.
That's why me when I have that, it's bad now.
Yeah.
Mm. Say events. Ah, understand?
Okay. Mm. Yeah.
And I used to have like a quota thingy.
Mm. Yeah.
I used to sell sandwiches, ice creams, whatever.
Okay.
Nothing. But when was the 2019 lockdown?
Sure.
I was like, it's bad now.
Yeah.
And now we need to, we need to do something.
Yeah, I know.
And my boys were like, boy, let's do this thing. I was like, nah, let's rock.
Once.
I think we did it. But then we ate the money again.
So you agree it's important to diversify and create multiple streams of revenue as an artist.
Yeah.
Because you, like you say, one day you got really good days.
Yeah.
And the next day
you have nothing.
Not so good days, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. And then what's your opinion on making money through e-commerce, through your brand?
Mm.
Like creating a merch line or
stuff
like that.
Merch. This is also my merch.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, okay.
Come on, let me show you something.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's me and my boy.
Oh,
Bamboo.
Oh, check that out, bro.
Bamboo. Hey.
Bamboo, way, please.
Yeah.
Come on. And then I had the EQ match with my face at the back.
Yeah.
And then with the EQA.
Okay.
Understand? We're coming through with the vibes. It's me and my little brother, actually.
And do you have an e-commerce for it where we can go and purchase it?
Nah, like online.
Yeah.
I was just doing it like
social
media deliveries, do the pep way.
Okay.
If you buy from maybe Eastern Cape, we do the pep way.
Sure.
And then you get your things. And then,
can I get your opinion on something, sir?
Yeah.
What do you think of a company that who will partner up to create a website and work with you to manage your e-commerce range and not necessarily that, but do the photo shoots, manage the socials, the design.
Yeah.
Would you partner up with the company?
Yeah, I would.
Really?
Because now it like removes, like, I don't know, like
the administration part of it.
Yeah, that thing. You know, me, sometimes dog, I get drained because I do my I do everything, dog.
Yeah.
Me, dog, me, I'm my own plug when it comes to like things, dog. I understand. Yeah. Me, I'm the one that plugs my own videos to TV, radio.
Yeah.
You understand? Sometimes it gets tiring. So
yeah.
I feel like with that can help you with the administration things because I don't like that.
Because
I haven't really found someone that I can say, yeah, you, I trust you.
Yeah.
You can run this thing.
Because
I feel like doing it myself, I know. Okay,
it's going to be done correctly.
It's going to be done and quick.
Yeah.
So I haven't like found, I don't have a manager, bro.
Sure.
You understand?
Sure.
I don't have a manager. Like a manager that I know that is rocking. I have my dogs.
Yeah.
We're just helping each other, you understand? But I don't have like a manager that's like a manager.
Yeah.
You understand? Like a manager that's out there.
Yeah.
You understand? Let's say the boy, now you've got an interview.
You do this and this.
Like say, now you need to be in what?
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
I don't have, because I feel like I haven't found one.
Yeah.
Well, we wouldn't put someone in that position knowing that they'll only be able to handle it.
But that's the thing, because your level is here. And they gotta be here when doing the
camp. You understand? Because I don't have to tell you to say do this.
Yeah.
Do this. Mm. Now you see it's like I'm back again doing
the same thing.
I hear you, bro.
I might have some great news for you, bro. We're gonna be starting a new division where we're gonna be partnering up with a set amount of artists where we will then manage, well, because we got the photo shoot, we got the gear, we got partnering relationships within the merchandise game as well. You know, we're going to partner up with a few selective artists and then hopefully grow the segment of the business where we manage the whole thing from photo shoots to seasonal designs to, but we work with you as a company.
Yeah, as a company.
Yeah.
So we sit down in the boardroom and we say, sir, this is your designs for this season. This is your designs for this season. We're going to do your photo shoot. What's your theme? So we work with you.
Yeah.
So there's no...
Come up with ideas.
Exactly.
But you're still open to, like...
Everything's on you. Okay. You have the last sign off on everything.
Okay, cool.
We just facilitate.
We're going to bring this one.
No, we must definitely talk. But yeah, we're still in the process of doing that right now. You know,
it's a project.
Yeah, it's a big thing because big we need to get full-time web developers. Yeah. We got to get full-time, people to work on this. But we're slowly there. The plan is to launch in the next month or so. Mm. Okay. Oh, sorry, next 2 months or so. Yeah, but at the latest, early next year, we'll be up and running. Yeah. It just depends how busy we get. Generally, this time of year gets really hectic for us. But we saw a gap in the market. Nobody's really doing it. And we want to offer value. It's about offering value, sir, because if I can come to you and say, hey, sir, I can put 15,000 Rand additional on top of your performances and this and that, we're offering value then, you know, and that's all we've been focusing. I mean, I spoke to the guys about this, like 2 years ago, two and a half years ago.
It's been a chat.
So it's been in the making, but you know, I'm like you, so we want to do it 100% before we launch, because when we sign, we want to sign with the best of the best and, you know, also treat it like a relationship and a partnership where you could just like hook up and be like, hey guys, I want to come through and, you know, I need to talk to you all. You know, that's what we're trying to do. Yeah. So we're trying to move away from keeping it very analytical and business related, you know. Yeah. But yeah, sure. Just thought I'll let you know.
that's great. That's we're gonna do it, bro.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, there's a lot of movements that we have in the company in general. Mm-hmm. You know, the merch line and everything. Yeah. But you walked in here. You know, we're glad that you're here. And you saw upstairs the project, everything that we're trying to do.
This place is too much.
It's too much. shout out. You know, our photography out here, you know, the podcast area, recording studio upstairs, you know, there's just a lot that is happening in the space. What do you think of Kong as an entity from an artist's perspective?
This thing is going to grow big, boy. I don't want to lie, bro.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, dog.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are professional. You guys love what you're doing. Shout out DJ Nova. Understand that it's gonna pop.
Thank you. Yeah. So do you think we're offering enough value out there?
Yeah, dog, this is great.
Because everything under one roof, our vision was, you see, if you're recording upstairs or something, you know, the recording studio, then
we can record and shoot a music video same time.
Should visualize, do the album cover, you know, everything. Finalize everything in one night.
So you see that we can drop an album in a week.
Mm.
Pretty much, bro.
Straight up.
Yeah.
But you guys should, even you must be more hands-on with artist talk.
And what do you mean?
Management.
Yeah, we're very scared.
It needs, not now. When you guys are ready. This would like catch my Kong records. Understand?
We actually own our phone. First masters with DJ.
For real.
Yeah.
It's too much. Too.
Yeah. But sir, you know, we don't want to be the same company, you know, we're trying to offer value and build relationships.
You see what you're doing? This is like, I don't know if I can mention other.
Oh, of course, sure. Go for it.
This is like Creative Corner, you know, Creative Corner kind. You guys can get on that level shit. And they started as just posting the kids, you know, just doing this, and you know, they grew. Like, now they went to manage kids like Jay Moly, all them.
100%.
Understand the new wave. They were just focused on the kids.
Now
it's Uncle Waffles. Sure. So those guys are big. And Creative Corner started with just posting, doing content.
Yeah, I know, it's all about the culture, and everything. Yeah,
representing the streets.
Yeah, we're trying to, you see what they do, they take snippets of what the artists put on their channels,
Instagram,
and then they repost and stuff.
And then it goes.
We were trying to get these people in here so that we Zeus record them. Zeus and Kai.
You want to get them in?
Yeah.
I can hook you up.
Bro, we wanted to get them in, literally the Creative Corner team. We were like, man, if we get these
boys,
two.
Those are my boys.
100%.
I'll leave Kai's number.
I know. We'll chat after the show. You know? We'll chat after the show.
But now I'm leaving my whole contact list.
You must be a plug as well. You know, people plug you. We plug.
Don't worry. Too much.
Oh yeah, man.
But cool. So we'd like to know, and you know, I'm sure the audience would love to know as well.
Yes.
You know, you got this drive and this hunger to always push and go and go and go. And I can see you talking about getting into events and doing other stuff to create different revenues. I'd love to ask you. I'm sure you think about long-term plans, right?
Yeah.
And really long-term plans. Yeah. I'm sure there's a really end goal.
Yeah.
And there's short-term goals that you want to hit.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What's your short term, which is a 5-year goal that you want to hit, and what would be a long term goal, which is like a 15-year thing that you'd like to achieve?
See, now, 5 years from now, if me and my boys can really just enter the space and
go crazy,
shit up,
sure,
understand. And then long term, and do events, whatever. Long term, me, I want to have tracks, boys. And me,
you're a businessman, bro.
I brought me on money.
He did that.
He bought a whole bunch of tracks and stuff.
A lot of niggas got tracks, but they're quiet about it because they know this thing can work for like 5 years, and then after 5 years, because there's always a new artist coming through. And
sure.
You understand? So you need to know if maybe. We're not lucky. Casper has been running for like how many years?
Very long.
More than a decade. Yeah.
Still
sure.
relevant.
Yeah,
I understand.
Sure.
So that guy doesn't need like
your trucks.
You need trucks to put his supercar in.
Yeah, you understand.
Yeah.
That guy is nah.
Yeah.
But your guys like Prince Cape, you don't know, even if I'm not gigging, dog, I've got like 300 stena coming through.
Sure.
I've got like 400K just coming through. I'm chilling.
Sure.
You understand? That's why KB is not even taking his music seriously these days.
Yeah.
That guy gets 12% from Universal, dog. What is it, Universal? Yeah. And then they take 78, is it? Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yo, that seems unfair.
Yeah, it's unfair, but it doesn't give a fuck. His money, and he doesn't want to, he just want to submit music, gig,
then
the rest
that.
Is like, understand. He said it on some what Facebook post, like, because I think there were kids that were complaining that they got 2% or something,
and then the label takes 98.
No, like, he gets 12, I think it's 12, if I'm not mistaken,
sure.
12, I think it's 12,
yeah,
so he gets 12, and then. On that 12,
sure.
He has to divide that 12 amongst all the artists that are involved on a song.
Okay.
And then the whole 80, how much is it? 80, what?
Yo, no, 70. 12, 78. 78,
78,
yeah.
78,
yeah. Yeah. That percent, yeah.
Is it 78?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Hmm?
No, it's 88.
88.
Mm. Yeah,
that's 12. 88. Oh, yeah, 88.
It's 88.
Yeah.
And then that the label takes.
Takes it.
Like you don't chow nothing from there. But you know they wanna push your music, they wanna do everything.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it's aggressive as that, bro.
Now Universal is big.
Yeah, I know they're big, but I know they're savage.
They're savage big. Yeah. But you know, like everything runs now, you understand?
Yeah.
You don't have to, I feel like if you would Universal, you don't have to depend on music that much.
Mm.
You understand? Because KP has money, boy.
Yeah.
I think I expect you, but yeah.
So that's cool. So you want to diversify into business and create other forms of revenue, but through business. Eh?
Through,
so you're an entrepreneur.
Like music, I want music to bring all those things.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm.
Yeah. And so I'm just pushing this hard. You understand?
Mm. Yeah. Oh, we got an entrepreneur in the making.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're gonna be fine.
Because I mean, you're coming here with your own merch line. You're gonna do events. This is exciting, bro.
Yeah, bro.
It's good that your mind is so open and you're open to all these things, bro.
Yeah.
Because you even know, okay, what could happen in music. You already, you're quite
like,
a realist.
I feel like I did. You see, that's the thing with doing things for yourself. Because like you learn every time,
Sure.
You keep on learning. So I don't think there's a record label that can come today and say they want to knock me. You crazy.
Yeah.
Understand?
Yeah.
They can knock me, but nicely.
Yeah.
Understand? Because every record label.
Yeah, they'll take something.
They want to knock you, but nicely.
Nicely.
Understand?
Yeah.
I know what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
Understand?
Would you like to be under a label?
I would. Mm. But that's like a record label. That's not. Understand? That's not. I don't want to end up, I don't know.
Yeah, being a victim, Joe.
Now I have to die. Now, hey, what do I do?
No, of course.
I don't want that, man. Because being a victim, Joe, to record labels, it's put a lot of artists, in bad positions.
But I feel like it's hip-hop labels that are like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the piano labels, boy, everyone is eating.
Mm.
Everybody's eating, bro. Yeah.
The piano.
Yeah, boy.
Everyone is eating, bro.
Nah.
See niggas' lives change in a split second, dog.
Yeah.
Yo.
Quick,
dog. You understand?
Yeah.
With piano is different, dog.
But that's what I love about piano, bro, because in the rap game, everybody's always like beefing with each other and this and that. But piano, everybody's family.
Everybody's family.
Yeah.
We need to work with each other to get somewhere.
Mm.
Like,
sure.
It's a benefit. They see it as a benefit, bro. And there's always like room for other people, bro.
Piano evolves every day, dog.
Yeah.
Understand? I feel like it evolves every day. You can't keep one sound. Nah. It evolves every day. That's why you can't keep tracks for too long.
Yeah.
If you have tracks, then if they don't drop in the next 6 months, ish, I don't know.
Yeah, and the sound is somewhere else.
Understand? It's always that thing. Okay.
Because the sound is evolving so rapidly.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, you bro. But you know what, dude? Listen to me. From our side, we wish you all the best.
Yeah,
all the best. You know, we wish you all the luck. And, you know, we're hoping this is not last time we see you, sir.
No.
You know, our doors are open. You know where our studios are. Bro, you must come through. You know, chill with us. You know, you're part of the family.
Have a nice time.
You know? Yeah. And, you know, when we're opening more services, so I'm sure you'll be more involved by then, bro. But, like, you know, please don't be a stranger, bro. So from us, we want to thank you and wish you everything of the best and all the success in the world. Whatever you 100%. Can, whatever we can do to help you achieve that success, bro, please knock on our doors, speak to us, you know, because we want to see you move forward in life and create a big success out of it, you know. So congratulations from our side, bro. We want to offer you a free photo shoot of the value of $3,000, bro.
Okay, bro.
Get all dripped up with your merch.
Yeah.
Come through, bro.
Come through,
with the guys. Let's hit it up with a nice photo shoot. Speak to Eve and she'll set it up for us, bro.
Nah, just do it.
But thank you so much, bro.
Thank you for coming through, Reggie. Yeah, lastly,
I feel like not every artist needs to be signed. I feel like everyone is chasing to be signed.
Sure. Mm.
What if I'm gonna be the next Kabza?
You know, then you start your own label
and rock with my own thing. Sure. Understand? Not everybody needs to be signed.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I always preach to my boy Chanda. Stay, is my dog. Come here, bro. Yeah. Come here.
Join the camp.
Yeah.
Join the camp. This is Chanda's.
Yeah, this is my boy.
You know, putting the team.
It's my guy.
It's your guy. Nah.
Say something, bro.
Say something.
Ask him.
Yeah. I know, guys. Well. We loved having you guys here. You know, always welcome to Kong Republic Studios. Jandas, EQ, anything you want to say to the fans before we check out? What do you want to say to your people?
Stina Republic Volume 1 is out.
Hey, okay.
Make sure you go download, listen.
Listen, stream.
Stream, everything.
Yeah,
all of that.
And we're pushing a Stina Republic movement.
Stina Republic.
It's me and my guy.
Hey, you know, Kong Republic, Stina Republic. Yeah. Okay. No, we see you guys. Hopefully you guys see them as well. You see us here at Kong Republic Studios for another great episode of KongCast. We would like to say from everyone here, deuces, guys. Safe. Be nice.
Thank you.
Kong Republic, I like. Speaking your truth on the mic. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to KongCast.